Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tes. We are going to pick up on Daf Ches Amud Beis, about 6 lines from the end of the page at Gufa on Ches Amud Beis. I believe there was no shir yesterday, so that's what we're just going to pick up at a random spot. That seems to make sense. I want to thank Alicia Graf and Michal Gewurz for giving the shir while I was gone over the past week. And Bez Hashem will continue now, and it should be home for the foreseeable future, I think. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom, as well as by Shmuel Bulka, in memory of Shimon Moshe ben Dan Tzvi Aryeh, Shem Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizecher Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem ben Shmayo, the Shem Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is, first we're going to discuss if a carbon shlamim can be shechted in the heichal. We know a carbon shlamim is supposed to be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Not it's kachim kalim. It doesn't even have to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara. So you can't shecht it outside of the Azara. What about further in? What about if you go into the heichal, into the kodesh? Can you shecht the carbon shlamim there? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If a mincha is kosher when belila was done outside the Azara. Belila is done normally after it's ready put into a kli shares. So you would think all of that has to be done in the Azara. What if they did Belila outside of the Azara? Can the Mincha be kosher? Then we're going to have 2 more machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, specifically about a Mincha that becomes chaser. 2 machlokas because about becoming chaser at different stages, prior to the Kemitza, after the Kemitza, and that's going to take up, those 2 machlokas are going to take up the majority of the daf. And Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have 2 different sources for the psul of a mincha that is chaser, and the Gemara is going to discuss why we need 2 different sources to pasul a mincha that is chaser. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss how we know that Kemitza has to be done with the right hand, and that the left hand doesn't work for Kemitza, as the Mishnah said, kamatz bismal is possible, so where do we know that from? So let's begin again, 6 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Ches Amud Beis. So says the Gemara Gufa, we had mentioned previously on Ches Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan had commented, Shlamim Sheshchatan Beheichal Ksherin, that if you shecht the carbon shlamim in the heichal, that is going to be kosher. Minchas Chinuch writes, not just in the heichal, Kodesh HaKadoshim as well, meaning it's a place that's more kadosh than the place that you're normally supposed to shecht the shlamim. So by that same token, even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the carbon would be kosher. Now, L'chadchila, the Ola Shlomo points out, you're not allowed to go into the Heichal to shecht the carbon shlamim, because you're not allowed to go into the Heichal Shalol L'tzarech. A person is Chayiv Malkus when you go into the Heichal Shalol L'tzarech. And since you could shecht the carbon shlamim in the Azara, that's the ideal place to shecht the carbon shlamim, so it's considered a Kenisa Shalol L'tzarech, even though you're doing something important while you're there, but it's something important that could have been done outside. So b'di'eved, when you did this aveira of going into the heichal for no reason, and you shecht the carbon shlamim there, the carbon is going to be kosher. How does the Rabbi Yochanan know this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says ushchato Pesach Ol Moed, that you shecht it by the Pesach of the Ol Moed. The Ol Moed is the same as the Heichal. So since the Torah says that it's going to be kosher, that the ideal way to shecht it, that the mitzvah is to shecht it just outside of the Ol Moed, lo yeh tafel chamer min ha'ikar. So we shouldn't say that the tafel is more chamer than the ikar. Obviously, the Ol Moed is the spot, and we're saying that even in the spot that is tafel to the Ol Moed, it's kosher. So for sure, it's going to be kosher in the actual Ol Moed itself. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges, is that really a Svara? When the Torah specifically says shecht it just outside the Ol Moed, there's a svara to say that that kal v'chomer in the Ol Moed is for sure good. Meisvei will challenge that from a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira Omer minayin shemikifu of the chavim es hazara. How do I know that if of the chavim Rachmana Litzlan are fighting a war against us and they're shooting into the Azara and it makes it impossible to do anything in the Azara? That the Kohanim should go into the the safe room, which is the Heichal, further in, and eat the Kache Kachim and the Shiarim Minachos, even though generally speaking those things are, the eating of Kache Kachim and Shiarim Minachos is done in the Azara, not in the Heichal. How do I know you're allowed to do that? Tamalomar, because Pasuk says that Bakodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu. So it sounds like it's talking about the Heichal, that you're allowed to eat Kache Kachim in the Heichal. Aye, but Valamalikra, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me you're allowed to do it in the Heichal? If this Svara that we suggested is correct, just say the Svara. Lemer B'chatzar Al-Moed Yechlua V'loi Tach Chomer Minikr. After all, the din of eating a carbon mincha is B'chatzar Al-Moed, is in the Chatzar of the Al-Moed, is outside of the Heichal, and therefore, if you're allowed to eat it in the place that's a Tafel, so Kal V'chomer, you're allowed to eat it in the place that is the Ikr. Elamai, why do I need a Pasuk? Because apparently that Svara is not a valid Svara. We don't say that just because you're allowed to do something in the secondary place, that it means necessarily you're allowed to do it in the holier place. So says Mar, no, there's a big difference between the two cases. We, Rabbi Yochanan, started talking about not eating, he started talking about shechting carbon shlamim. And he said, the Svara tells me that if you're allowed to shecht a carbon shlamim outside of the Heichal, Kal V'chomer, you're allowed to shecht it in the Heichal. You're talking about where we bring a pasuk is about eating kache kachim or eating menachos. Avodah da adam ovid b'makom rabo, armin lo yetav alcham min ha'ikr. Avodah is something that a person does b'makom rabo. An eved does avodah in front of his master, even more than even more carefully than he does not in front of his master. So if we're going to allow a shechita, which is avodah, outside of the Ol Moed, so then lo yetav alcham min ha'ikr, for sure we're going to allow it in the Ol Moed. But achila, eating kache kachim, shein adam ochel b'makom rabo, it's counterintuitive to allow eating kache kachim in a holier place. A servant doesn't eat where his master is, so that's why I need a pasuk. Time of the cause of kra. The only reason you're allowed to eat the kache kachim in the heichal is because there's a pasuk to that effect. But a lo cause of kra, lo yetav chomer meikar lo aminan. We never would have applied the svara of lo yetav chomer meikar with regard to achila, because it's not a svara with regard to achila. With regard to achila, I would imagine that it's better to eat further away from the presence of the Shechina. That's why I need a pasuk in that situation. Good. Nu machlokas. Itmar. Blalo chutz l'chametz hazara. If they do belila of the korban mincha outside of the walls of the azara. Belila is the mixing of the flour and the oil together. They do that outside of the walls of the azara. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula reshak sham ksheira. Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible because the belila has to be done dafka in the azara. It has to be done bifnim. It requires a klisharis, whereas Reish Lakish is going to say that it's kosher. The Chazanish writes that the machlokas is only bidyeved. When they already did the belila b'chutz, does it become possible or not? But even Reish Lakish is moda that l'chadchila, the belila should be done in the azara, because it's supposed to be done in a klisharis, and the koach of a klisharis is only bifnim, is only in the azara. Just like we find that a klisharis is only mekadesh when it's bifnim. So it must be that what Reish Lakish is saying is, if you already did the belila outside of the Azara, it's as if it was it never had Belila, and therefore the Korban Mincha doesn't become possible. It's still kosher. It's not that you already did the Avodah and you did it poorly and therefore it becomes possible. No, it's as if it never happened. We ignore it. It's as if it never happened. And if a Belila never happens, it's kosher. Right? That's what we call a Royal Bila Ein Bila Makeves Bo. As long as you have the right ingredients of the Korban Mincha, the Belila doesn't necessarily need to happen. Now, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will not pass the mincha just on account of the fact that it was yotzei lechutz, that it went outside of the azara. So Tosfos points out from that that the fact that the mincha was niskadish b'kli does not generate a psul yotzei. So the question was only if they did the belila outside. It wasn't about the fact that it was present outside of the azara. Apparently, that's not going to be a problem. However, Rashi in a number of places says that a mincha that's yotzei after kiddush b'kli, once you're ready Makadish in the Kli Sharis, and you bring it outside the Azara, it's possible, Rashi writes. It's Tosos and Zvachim Daf Chafan Beis quotes this from Rashi. And Lechora, if that's the case, what is going on in our Gemara? Meaning, if Rashi is correct, that as soon as the Korban Mincha is Kaddish B'Kli, and you bring it outside of the Azara, passels it, how can you have a machlokas about if you did Belila outside of the Azara, does it become possible or not? if it's outside of the Azara, it becomes possible that he did believe or not. It should be possible according to Rashi. So the Lecha Mishnah writes in explaining a Rambam in Maisar Kabanos, Perikud Gimel, Alecha Hei, that the Gemara does not mean that Belila requires a Sia B'Kli Shares. The Belila requires a Kli Stam and not a Kli Shares, and therefore it's not a possible B'Yotze, meaning Ena Chinami. Once it's Neskadesh B'Kli Shares, there's a Psul Yotze. But if it was just put in a Kli, not a Kli Shares, then there's no Psul Yotze. The Brisker Rav has a different Malach. He says that we do find Belila B'Chutz without a Psul Yotze, meaning you can thread that needle where you're doing Belila outside of the Azara, but it was never Yotze Chutz the Azara. How do you do that? How could you be doing Belila outside of the Azara if it was never Yotze Chutz the Azara? He says if you do the Belila in the Lishchos that were built B'chol, but the Pesach was L'Kodesh, that the doors of the Lishcha were toward the Kodesh, but they were built on the surface that is B'chol. So if Kachim go there, it's not a Psul Yotze because it's Niftach L'Kodesh. But if you do the Belila there, that's still a Belila outside of the walls of the Azara. Because just like the Legabe Shechita has a din of Chutz Azara, you know, Alar Shech there, so too Belila cannot be done there. So what's considered in the Azara, what's considered out of the Azara, may have different dinim depending on what we're talking about. When we're talking about a Psul Yotze, anything that's Pesach L'Kodesh is considered in. When we're talking about Avoda, anything that's located Chutz L'Chomas Azara is considered out. So there is a way to thread that needle even according to Rashi. But anyway, so this is the Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. If you do the Belila outside of the Azara, is the Karban Mincha Pasul or is it Kasher? Rabbi Yochanan says Pasul, Reish Lakish says Kasher. So Reish Lakish, Amr Ksheir Reish Lakish says the Mincha is Kasher based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Parashas Vayikra, and it doesn't mention anything about Kohanim, and then Vahadar only in the following Pasuk, Ve'evil, B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, V'kamatz, Mikmitza Ve'elach Mitzvah Kuna. Apparently, Kohanim only need to be involved from the time of Kemitza and on. Limed Al, Yitzika Ublila, Shekshirim Bizar. Apparently, any stage of the Karban Mincha prior to Kemitza, the pouring of the oil in, the mixing of the oil and the flour, that could be done even by a Zar. If even a Zar could do it, it probably does not need to be done in the Azara. And therefore, if it's done b'chutz, it's still going to be kosher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, but Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's going to be possible. Why? Kivin das yasa b'klihu, since the belila is done in a kli, pashtus means a kli shares, so nihi d'kuna lo baya p'nim miyas baya. So granted, you don't need kahuna, like Reish Lakish demonstrated from the psukim, but if it's in a kli sharis, it needs to be done bifnim. And if it was done b'chutz, the karban mincha is going to be possible because any avoda that's done in a kli sharis has to be dafka in the azara. Tanya kavase Rabbi Yochanan. We have a riot Rabbi Yochanan that taka would be possible if he did it outside. Bela lazar ksheira chutz l'chomes azara psula. That it says beferish that if the azar did the blila in a chinami, that's going to be kosher. That we learn from the psukim that kohanim are only required from kmitza ve. But if the Belila was done outside of the Azara, it's going to be possible. It could be done by Azar, but it cannot be done outside of the Azara. Okay, so now we have two more machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, both relating to a mincha that became chaser, that lost some of its quantity. So how do we proceed when you lost some of the mincha? So itmar, machlokas number one is as follows. Mincha shechasra kodem kmitza. If some of the flour is gone, some of the karb mincha is gone, prior to having done kmitza, so what do you do? Can you just continue with the carbon? Do you just say the whole thing's possible? We got to start all over again. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yavi mitoch beso v'yimalena. Fill in whatever became missing. Bring some more flour or oil or whatever became chaser from your house. It's probably difficult to do the calculation of how much flour, how much oil exactly is missing. I'm not sure how to measure that because they were somewhat mixed together when they were in the same kli. But whatever it is, bring some more from your house, bring some more flour, some more oil, and fill it in, and then it won't be chaser anymore, and then do the kmitza and carry on. The rest of the carbon is going to be kosher. Reish Lakish Amar Lo Yavi Mitoch Beis Avi Malena. You can't just bring flour oil from your house and fill it in. It's pasul. It's missing. And that's it. So the whole thing is pasul. Even if the chisaron happens before the kmitza, the mincha is going to be pasul according to Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Maybe Mitoch Beis Avi Malena. Rabbi Yochanan says you could just bring flour oil from your house and fill it in because kmitza kavala. It's only the kmitza that establishes establishes the flour and the oil as a korban mincha that can now no longer be changed. But prior to doing the kmitza, you can switch out the flour and the oil. It's not kadosh yet. Granted, they were in the skadish and the kli together, but if they're missing, if it goes missing, so you can be mashlim it with something else from your home. You don't need to throw out the whole thing. Reish Lakish Amar Lo Yavim B'Toch Beisav Elmena Kedushas Kli Kavalei. It's not the kmitza that's koveya this flour and this oil as this korban mincha. It's the kedushas kli. It happens prior to that by being placed in the kli shares. That's what establishes this flour, this oil as the korban mincha. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Says Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish from a mishnah. There's a mishnah in the 14th parak of Meseches Negaim that talks about the log shemen of a mitzora. Negaim is about tzara'as. So let's say you have the log shemen of a mitzora that became kadosh in a kli shares, v'chaser halog, and then you're missing some of that log shemen. Some of it went missing. So im ad shelo yatzak, if it's before the kohen poured the log shemen on his left hand, on his left palm, so yimalenu. So then he can go fill in the log and make sure that he has the right amount. So you see from that mishnah that even though the log shemen already became niskadish bekli, it's that's not enough. That's not enough to be koveya that this log shemen is what's holy and nothing else. And therefore, and therefore you're allowed to fill in from your house. So l'chor, the same thing should be true by a mincha. You put the flour, you put the oil in the kli shares. Yeah, but if something goes missing, it's still open to bring you more from your house and filling it in. It's the kmitza that's koveya. It's not the niskadish bekli that's the koveya. So that's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. It's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. So says Mar Tiyufta, yeah, that's a major kasha on Reish Lakish, that the Mishnah is against Reish Lakish. Now Tosos in Dibra Maschil Chaser over here says Mishni b'Maseches Nagoyim, that the big kasha on Reish Lakish was a beferish Mishnah in the 14th parak of Maseches Nagoyim v'tema shloah yoder Shem Malakish, that it's amazing that how did Reish Lakish miss a Mishnah? Meaning, you want to tell me yes, a kasha on Reish Lakish from a brisa? Not everybody's a chroy for every brisa. You're going to make a diuk in the Mishnah, you know, put something together. Oh, here's just a beferish Mishnah. There's no diuk. There's no. It's just straight out in the Mishnah. How does Reish Lakish not know a Mishnah Maseches Nagoyim? V'chi agav nekasha perik ba'metomnin deparak masnisin ta'atomin lefes utznonos. And he says, and we do find elsewhere in Shas that sometimes we just ask from a beferish Mishnah. One of the gedolei amoraim apparently is shlugged up from a beferish Mishnah. So the Melechas Yom Tov, he writes that Tosfos writes in a number of places that Seder Tarus was not shagur b'fi kol amoraim. That they were yeshivish, so they learned Hashem Zikin. You know? So they learned more than Hashem. They learned Zroim and they learned Kach. But Seder Tarus was not something that was shagur b'fihem. And therefore, sometimes you can chop them on a Mishnah in Seder Tarus. Svasem says, come on, you know, that Reish Lakish didn't know Mishnah in Tarus. So Svasem writes, no, there's reason to say that it's not such a great raya from the Mishnah. One could be mechalik between a korban mincha and a log shemen shel metzora, that a mincha becomes a pasul when it becomes chaser, and therefore you cannot be memaliyat and be machsherit, as opposed to log shemen shel metzora, where we don't find that there's a psul chaser. So when it becomes chaser, you could fill it in because there's no psul called chaser by the log shemen of metzora. But Rabbi Yochanan was assuming that there's based on a drasha in Torah's Kohanim, that a log shemen shel metzora also has such a thing called the psul chaser, and therefore it becomes a good raya. But it could be that Reish Lakish knew the Mishnah, but he didn't know that drasha from Torah's Kohanim that links the log shemen, the psul chaser of a mincha with the psul chaser of a log shemen shel metzora. Karen Ora writes that it has to be that the Mishnah is not really a raya to Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish, because the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan again from a brisa, meaning the Gemara, after we have a Mishnah that's beferish like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is going to bring on Amud Beis. We're going to see that we're going to have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from a brisa. And if this was a raya that was a raya mukrachas, checkmate, end of story, then you wouldn't ask another tiyufta when it's a Mishnah mefureshes that goes like Rabbi Yochanan. Elamai, for whatever reason, this Mishnah must not be such a slam dunk that we're going dafka, that it has to be a clear-cut raya to Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. So that's one machlokas about a mincha that became chaser prior to the kmitza. Now we have another machlokas from Yochanan Reish Lakish. Itmar, shirayim shechasu ben kmitza laktara. What if you did the kmitza and everything was good, and now the halacha is you're supposed to be makdir the komets, and then you eat the shirayim. But before you're makdir the komets, some of the shirayim went missing. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, makdir komets alehen. Rabbi Yochanan says, continue with the akhtara, go ahead, be makdir the komets on the mizbech. Reish Lakish Amar, ain makdir komets alehen. Reish Lakish says, no, now that the shirayim is chaser, now that what you left behind and what's designated for achila, that portion of the carbon is chaser, you can't just be makdir the komets. So Ali, but the Rabbi Eliezer Kuli Amlo Pligi. This machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is certainly not within the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, which we're about to learn, that both Rabbi Eliezer would for sure hold that you're allowed to be makdir the komets, even though the shirayim was missing some of its quantity. Ki pligi Ali, but Rabbi Yeshua. The whole machlokes is within shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Who's Rabbi Eliezer? Who's Rabbi Yeshua? What are we talking about? Ditanan. We have a Mishnah later on in this Masechta, of Nitmu Ushiareha, Nisrufu Ushiareha, Ovdu Ushiareha, if some of the Shirayim of the Mincha became Tameh, became burnt, got lost, Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you're allowed to be Zorik, the Dam of a Karban, even if the Basar of the Karban is burnt or lost or Tameh, so over here also, when you lost some of the Shirayim of the Mincha, Kshera, you're allowed to be makdir the komets of the mincha. Kamidas Rabbi Shua Psula, but Rabbi Shua says that if the basar of a carbon is no longer around, you're not allowed to be zarek the dam. You cannot carry on with that carbon. So Rabbi Yeshua would likewise say that when it comes to a carbon mincha, if the shirayim is no longer around, you can't just carry on with that carbon and be makdir the komets. So man the pasal Reish Lakish, who says that the mincha that where the shirayim became chaser between the kamitz and akhtara, that it's pasal is Rabbi Yeshua. That's straight up like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that it's possible that you're not allowed to be Zorik Dam of a carbon when the basar is missing. You're not allowed to be Makti the comets of a mincha when the Shirayim is missing. But Uman de Machshir, Rabbi Yochanan, says that it's kosher, would say, I hold it's kosher according to Rabbi Yeshua. That at Kan Lokom Rabbi Yeshua Asam, Rabbi Yeshua only says that it's possible when the Shirayim went missing is Ela Deloi Shtayir, is when nothing was left of it. Avalechad Yishtayir, but if some of the Shirayim went missing, but you still have a Kazayim, so the shirayim left. I feel Rabbi Shua Modelay. Even Rabbi Shua would agree that that's good. So within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, there's no doubt. I don't care if the shirayim still here, not still here. The you're allowed to go ahead with the carbon. You're allowed to be makdir the komets. You're allowed to be zarek dam of a carbon if the basar went missing. So that there's no discussion within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The whole machlok is within Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua says if all of the shirayim went missing, if all of the basar went missing, it's going to be pasul. So Reish Lakish says, okay, and who adin, if some of it went missing, that it's going to be possible and you cannot be makdir. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's a difference between all and some. That Rabbi Shua only says when all of it went missing, so that aborts the carbon, you have to abort the process, cannot carry on with the carbon. But if some of it went missing, go ahead with the rest of the carbon as long as you still have a kizayis. Where do we get this idea? The Rabbi Yeshua only passels the carbon if the Rabbi Yeshua will not passel the carbon that still has something left, that still has a kazayis left. Titanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol zvachim shabatorah, all carbonos in the Torah, all zvachim in the Torah, animal carbonos in the Torah, where the basar got lost or tamei or is destroyed, shenishtayim in kazayis basar, but you still have a kazayis of the basar left, o kazayis chelev, or a kazayis of the chelev left, zorek adam. You can carry on with the carbon and be zorek the dam. Kechatzi zayis basar, kechatzi zayis chelev. But if it has only a chatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi zayis of chelev left, ain't a zorek as the dam. Then that's not enough to be zorek the dam. But uba ola, when it comes to a carbon ola, where the basar and the chelev are treated the same way, they're both burnt on the mizbeach, afilu kechatzi zayis basar, kechatzi zayis chelev, zorek as the dam. Even if you only have a half a zayis of each one, you could be zorek the dam. Mipnei shaba ola, kula kalil, because the ola is entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Ubimincha, afal pishukula kayemis lo yizrok. And by karb mincha, even though it's all still intact and it's not missing anything, you cannot be zorik the dam. So we're going to have to see what that line means. Zorik the dam of a mincha. A mincha doesn't, a flower doesn't bleed. What are we talking about? Zorik the dam of a mincha. So the Gemara is going to get back to that. But Rabbi Yochanan, who allows a carbon when the shirayim are missing something, when the shirayim went missing, some of the shirayim went missing between the kmitza and the akhtara, holds holds that you cannot learn from Rabbi Yeshua, who passels when Shirayim are ne'evad, that even when Shirayim are chaser, it's going to be passel, because that's talking about Shirayim, he was talking about when Shirayim are ne'evad legamri, when nothing's left. Whereas over here, he's talking about where there's still something left. If there's still something left, then you can carry on with the karban. And here we have a beferish that Rabbi Yeshua holds this way, in the Brisa, that if something is left of a karban, you can carry, if you have at least a kezayis left of it, so you can carry on with the karban. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. But once we mention this Brisa about a mincha being zorik the dam, when something, nothing is left of the mincha mayavidito, what are you talking about? Zrikas the dam with the karban mincha? What's that about? So Rav Papa, minchas nesachim. The Brisa is talking about a mincha that's brought as nesachim together with a zevach, that after you bring karban olah or shlamim or a toda and other karbanos, you bring a mincha that's called the minchas nesachim, and yayin also for nisuch. So the mincha has a flour and oil in different amounts between depending on what type of zevach it was. So the minchas nesachim you don't do kmitza on, you just burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So we're talking about a minchas nesachim that, let's say, all of the basar of the karban is gone. So you cannot be zorik the dam, even though the entire mincha is still intact. The entire minchas nesachim is still intact. Meaning if the karban isn't there, if the zevach isn't there, even though the minchas nesachim that goes along with the zevach is there, you may not carry on with the karban. Salka taidichamina, I would have thought that whole badi zevach asya ki guvi de zevach damya, that having the mincha is considered that you still have a part of the karban, that since this zevach comes along with the mincha, having the mincha is like having a part of the zevach, so you could carry on with the karban. Kamash malon. That's why the Brisa says, tell me, not so, that you need to have dafka, part of the animal that remains intact, in order to continue to be zorik the dam. That's what that line of the Mishnah meant. So now let's go back to this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and understand the sheet of Reish Lakish, who holds, again, Reish Lakish holds, that not only does Rabbi Yeshua passel if the entire Shirayim are gone, but even if some of the Shirayim are gone, even if some of the Shirayim became chaser, you cannot go ahead with the carbon and be maktir the komets. So man de pasl, Reish Lakish, who learns within Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, that a mincha where some of the Shirayim went missing between the kemitza and the haktara, that it's going to be pasl, you're not allowed to do the haktara, even though you still have a kezayis left. You cannot carry on with the carbon, even though by a carbon of a behema, where some of the basar is gone and some of the basar is left, Rabbi Yeshua says beferish, we just saw the Brisa, Rabbi Yeshua says beferish, you can carry on with the karban. So why should a mincha be any different than a zevach? When it comes to a zevach, I want to know, can I be zorik the dam? I'm missing parts of the animal. Fine, as long as you have a kezayis of basar left, you could be zorik the dam. Why, when it comes to a mincha, if I'm missing any part of the shirayim, I'm not allowed to carry on with the haktara according to Reish Lakish? Because shayni hacha, a mincha is different than a behema. Because by a mincha, there's a special limud to tell me that even if some of it is missing, the whole thing becomes pasul. Because the pasuk says, "Vehir makoyin min amincha saskarasa vihikter amizbecha." So we darshin ha mincha adi isa lekula mincha yaktir. Until you have, or unless you have the entire mincha, you cannot be maktir. Only when you have the entire mincha, the whole shirayim remains intact, only then can you be maktir. Viidach, and Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees with Reish Lakish and says that just like by a behema, as long as you have a kezayis of the basar left, you could be zorik the dam. So too, if you have a kezayis of the shirayim left, you should be able to be maktir the komet mina mincha, mincha shoysa kvar. It has to be min hamincha, whatever you have left from a mincha that was once shalem, but it doesn't still need to be shalem in order to be maktir the komet. Some have the girsa shlema b'shas kmitza yaktir afalgav dahashtein a shlema, which just highlights the point that it only had to be shalem when you did the kmitza, but now that the kmitza is done, before you were maktir the kmitza, it no longer needs to be shalem. You only need a kezayis left of it. So the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish from a Braisa about a different kind of karban mincha. This is a type of karban mincha called the lechem apanim. So maybe we have a raya from a Braisa about a lechem apanim that becomes chaser prior to the haktaras hakometz. Say Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish from a Braisa ad shalo parka, before they remove the lechem apanim from the shulchan nifras lachma, it breaks into pieces. Halechem pasul, the lechem is going to be pasul ba'achila, because it's now chaser. We assume that when it's nifras, it becomes chaser, and a mincha that's chaser is pasul. Ve'in makter levas bezichin, and therefore you can't be makter the bezichin. We don't do an actual kmitza on the lechem apanim. We're makter the bezichin instead of being makter the bezichin levona, the ko on the shulchan, instead of being makter a komets. But it's the equivalent of being makter a komets. Ve'im mishaparka nifras lechma. But if after you've already removed the loaves from the shulchan, the lechem breaks, halechem pasul, the lechem is pasul because it's chaser, but umakter levas bezichin. But you are allowed to carry on with being makter the bezichin. V'yamar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar comments, this is Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, one of the Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas says, lo parka mamish, when the Brisa is not talking about where it was literally already removed from the table, elikim shigiz mana lefarek, afal pi shalo pirka, as long as it was the time already where you could have removed it from the Shulchan, even though you hadn't yet removed it from the Shulchan. But what do you see from this Brisa? That if you removed it from the Shulchan and you took the bezichin to go do the haktara, which is the equivalent of doing the kmitza on the korban mincha, and then it became chaser, go ahead and be makter the bezichin. So isn't this a raya that if the shirayim become chaser, you're allowed to go ahead and be makter the komets? So the Gemara brings a discussion about how to answer this. So Amalei Rish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not bothered by that brisa. Hamani Rabbi Eliezer he. That brisa is assuming like Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer held that even if the entire shirayim goes missing, you're allowed to be makter the komets. So good. So you have a brisa that says that if the shirayim are chaser, that you're allowed to be makter the komets. The Brisa said it in a different language because it was talking about the lechem apanim. So it said that if the lechem apanim become chaser after you already picked up the bezichin to do the burning of it, so it's ki'ilu, you already did the kmitza, you're allowed to go ahead and be makter the bezichin, you're allowed to be makter the komets. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says back, you think that Brisa is going like Rabbi Eliezer? Ano aminu l'cha mishnah shlema. I'm bringing you a Brisa that says, doesn't say that it's only going according to one tan or another. Rabbi Eliezer, and you want a taina, you want to pigeonhole that brisa, dafkin tashitas Rabbi Eliezer, I'll tell you why it's not. E Rabbi Eliezer, if we're really going like Rabbi Eliezer, Mayiria Nifras, the brisa is burying the lead over here. Right? It could have said so much of a bigger chiddush. It says, oh, if some of the lechem apanim is broken and therefore it's chaser, don't worry, you could still carry on with the carbon. Rabbi Eliezer would have said, if it's all gone, you could carry on with the carbon. If it's all, Mayiria Nifras, I feel he would have been machshir even if it's entirely burnt. So it must be the brisa is going even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that if it's nevet or nisraf, if all the shirayim is gone, you're not allowed to be makter to the komets, and yet, if only some of it is gone, you're yes allowed to be makter to the komets. And therefore, that's a raya to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to carry on and be makter to the komets when the shirayim are chaser. So ishtik, Rish Lakish had nothing to respond, and it sounds like we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Tosfos points out in Daf Chaf Gimel and Beis that Reish Lakish obviously changed his mind, and therefore Halacha Rabbi Yochanan, meaning his shtika should be viewed as shtika kahoda'a, because he shouldn't. If he had an answer, he should have responded. Chazanish says no, not necessarily. It could be that he was shosek not because he didn't have what to answer, but he yelled that the Brisa Dafka wanted to pick a case where it went, where the lechem apanim was nifras, where it was chas, to tell me that it's going to passel, and Rabbi Yochanan knew that teretz, he just wasn't maskim to it because it's all totally so how you read the brisa is a shikla das that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a slightly different shikla das and exactly how to read the brisa. So maybe Reish Lakish didn't think it was worth continuing the conversation because he sees that you have a different shikla das of how to read the brisa than I do, but he's not convinced that Reish Lakish ultimately is Moda. But anyway, the Gemara says Vamai Shasak. Why didn't Reish Lakish give a different answer? Leimalei Reish Lakish, why was he quiet? Why didn't he tell Rabbi Yochanan, don't bring a raya to me from Lechem Apanim about a regular Karban Mincha? Lechem Apanim is entirely different because it's Tzibur. It's a Karban Tzibur shiny. A Karban Tzibur is different than a Mincha of a Yachid. Meaning, Einachinami, you've proven from Lechem Apanim that if some of a Karban Mincha becomes, some of a Karban Mincha's Tzibur becomes chaser, you can carry on with the carbon. That does not tell me that a yachid could do the same. Hol v'shtari tumah l'gabai. We have a lot of kulas by tzibur. Tumas hutra b'tzibur. So shtari nami chaseros, and therefore chaser will be mutar b'tzibur as well. So amar avad barav zos hameres chisorim kabal mum dami. that chisaron is considered like a balmum. Vein balmum betzibur, and there's no balmum betzibur. That no, even though we do have kulas by etzibur, balmum is not one of them. So missing part of the korban mincha is the equivalent of balmum. So that's not one of the kulas we have for etzibur. Yes, Rav Papa was saying over this thing that Rabbi Yochanan asked on Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish was shasak, and he didn't answer him. That korban etzibur is different. Some of the Rav Yosef bar Shmaya to Rav Papa, milo askinu the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish minuchas haomer the etzibur hiu pligi. Maybe the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was about a carbon seabor. Maybe it was about Minchas HaOmer. So the raya from Lechem HaPanim is a good raya. And that's why Reish Lakish was Shasak. The original discussion was about the carbon omer, which is itself a carbon seabor. So Amar of Malkio, Tanu Chada, we have one brisa that says, Misilta Shum Chasar Kol Shu Psula, that if a carbon mincha becomes chasar, it's pasul. Mishamna Shim Chasar Kol Shu Pasul, that if it's missing some of its shemen, it becomes pasul. Vitani Idach, and we have another brisa, Tashin is a different pasuk. That whatever's left from the mincha is eaten by Aaron Ubanav. So we learn from there, prat l'mincha shechasra hi, as opposed to a mincha that became chasra, which is not mutzer ba'achila. So it sounds like only a mincha that everything is done properly can be eaten. So v'shechasra kumtza v'sholo hiktir milvanasa klum. If the shirayim became chasra, the komets became chasra, or the levona's all gone. So any of those things would passel it. So these are two different drashas, two different psukim that tell me that a mincha shechasra becomes passel. So says Gemara, trei krai b'chaseros lamali. Why do I need two different psukim to tell me that a mincha shechasra is passel? So lav chad mincha shechasra kodem kmitza v'chad shirayim shechasru ben kmitza la'aktara. Isn't this teaching me that there are two psukim, one to tell me that if a mincha became chaser prior to the kmitza, that's it, it's passel, you can't be mashlim me beso, you can't bring other stuff from your house, it's done, the whole thing became pasul. And the other is telling me that if you already did the kmitza but haven't yet been maktir the komets, and then the shirayim became chaser, that's it, it's pasul, you cannot be maktir the komets, which basically is against both shitos of Rabbi Yochanan, the tivta of Rabbi Yochanan b'tzravayu, right? Meaning, both of those things are things that Rabbi Yochanan said are okay. Rabbi Yochanan said that if it became chaser before you ever did the kmitza, don't worry, just bring more from your house and it's fine. If it became chaser after you did the kmitza, before you were makter it, okay, go ahead, be makter it. But aren't these two psukim telling me that in dafka those two cases that it's a problem? So it says more love. Chad l'mincha shechaser kodem kmitza de'imevi mibes. So v'yimalena in ilolo, that one of these psukim is telling me that if it became chaser prior to doing the kmitza, of course I could go fill it in from my house. But if I don't fill it in from my house, then the whole thing is possible because it remains chaser. It's going to be possible, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan holds. V'chad, and the other one's telling me the shirayim shechaser ben kmitza la'aktara, where the shirayim was missing something after the kmitza, before the haktara sa kmitza, da'afal gav de'maktir kometz alein osun shirayim asurim la'achila. Rabbi Yochanan says, go ahead, bring the komets, be maktir the komets. But he never said you're allowed to eat the shirayim once you're maktir the komets. So Rabbi Yochanan that will learn that pasuk is telling me, don't eat the shirayim. Yes, be maktir the komets, carry on with the korban, you can finish it, but don't eat the shirayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says you're allowed to be maktir the komets after the when the shirayim became chaser after the kmitza before the haktara, also shirayim mayim b'achila. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan holds you could be makter the komets. Does he hold you're allowed to eat the shirayim as well? So Amar Ziri Amakra vanoseres. The pasuk says vanoseres to tell me that that velo vanoseres min anoseres, that you're only allowed to eat shirayim when all of the shirayim is still there. The noseres, what's left after you did the kmitza, but you're not allowed to eat shirayim when there's only a shirayim of the shirayim, when you took the kmitza and then it was chas or something else. So even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you're not allowed to eat such shirayim. Rabbi Yane Amar, mina mincha, mincha sheisa kvar, that the makar, that shirayim are not mutar ba'achila when they're missing something, is from a different pasuk. Same conclusion, but a different pasuk. It says, mina mincha, so mincha sheisa kvar. It had to be shalim b'shas haktara, and not a mincha that became chaser prior to the haktara. So if it became chaser prior to doing the haktara, go ahead, do the haktara, that's fine. But you're not allowed to eat the shirayim in such a case. So then we had said kamatz b'smol, which Bez Hashem will pick up with tomorrow, how we know that if you do kmitza with the left hand, that it's an invalid kmitza. Okay, everyone, have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.